possibly be open in March.
BBC Sussex with Joe Talbot.
And as always, so was fast becoming a tradition, Jeff Stonebanks is represented from the NGS. Joins us. Hi, Jeff, you well?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, apart from being very cold here on the coast.
Very cold.
Yeah.
But don't feel victimised because it's cold inland as well. Okay, so we spoke about some of the gardens that were open for February last time you were here, but March, slightly more spring-like, we hope, and daffodils and spring plants should be in full bloom.
They should indeed. I mean, there are actually 13 gardens open across the area, but I've picked just five of them.
Okay.
A couple of them from Surrey. Two that come highly recommended are Caxton House, which is at 67 West Street in Reigate. And the owner there, Bob Bushby, has a fabulous spring garden with wildlife ponds, lots of hellebores and a Gothic folly. And that's open between 2 and 5 on Sunday, the 31st of March, which is a little way off yet. The other one in Surrey is the Chalet in Tupwood Lane, Caterham. Got 55 acres with tens of thousands of daffodils set around a beautiful Victorian mansion which isn't open. Last year they actually raised £5,000 for the NGS.
Is this Mr. Gold's house?
It is indeed, yes.
I know him vaguely.
Yeah, lots of vintage cars on show there as well.
That's right. He says, do come along to take a look at the flower display, but if you don't like flowers, there'll be other things to see.
That was very true. And that's open between 11 and 4:30 again on the 31st of March. In my own patch, which is Sussex, we've got Bradstow Lodge, which is at the drive in Ifold in Billingshurst, and that's also open between 2 and 5 on the 31st of March, which is a stunning series of garden rooms with a lot of year-round interest. It's now in its ninth year, and it's clearly demonstrating what can be done in a relatively small space, so lots of ideas there for people with a smaller garden. Another one in Sussex is King John's Lodge, which is in Sheep Street Lane, Etchingham. And they also do the end of the month. This also is the 31st of March. It's open between 12 and 4, and it's a four-acre romantic garden for all seasons with a formal garden, water features, rustic bridge to a shaded ivy garden, along with a secret garden. And then the final one I've picked out for today is in northeast Hampshire, which is Beechenwood Farm Hillside, which is near Odiham. It's open every single Wednesday from the 27th of March through until the 5th of June between 2 and 5. Beautiful two-acre garden with lawn meandering through woodland with drifts of crocus, daffodils, hyacinths, tulips and bluebells. And of course, don't forget at all these venues, you can get fabulous teas and there are plants for sale at most of them as well. There are a couple open on Mother's Day in Hampshire. Please have a look on the NGS website, which is www.ngs.org.uk. Or if you don't have access to the internet, you can call 01483 211 535.
Very good. All right, Jeff, should we have that number just one more time in case people missed it? It was 01483 211 535. And we did mention this before, but I think it's worth mentioning every time we have you on. Jeff's own story is that he has quite a small garden and he wondered whether or not it would be eligible to open. It turned out it is. It opened as part of a cluster originally,
yep.
But it now opens independently.
It does indeed, yeah.
So that could be you listening. You could.
Yeah. I mean, there are no restrictions on type, size or location of gardens. I mean, as you suggested, the gardens range from some of the finest stately homes to urban mid-terrace and other properties,
yeah.
And we have some good examples of all across the area. I mean, Sussex in itself last year did well. It was one of the top fundraisers in the UK, raising £220,000 towards the NGS coffers, which is really good.
Oh, it's brilliant. And I think often, I mean, it's great to go somewhere where there's a huge, great big garden and imagine what it might be like,
yeah.
But for personal inspiration, often a smaller garden is more useful for getting inspiration for fellow gardeners.
Well, I think that's very true. As I say, I think I've said before, that's one of the main reasons I wanted to get involved with the NGS, and it really is starting now to spread the net to lots of smaller gardens.
Yeah.
And people do seem to enjoy going to them, because especially if they've got that all-important tea and cakes as well.
Yes. There is that.
Just one final comment. I mean, one comment that's really coming to the fore with the NGS this year is a quote from our president, Joe Swift, which is very, very appropriate. Every visitor to an NGS garden makes a difference to the care of others, which is obviously absolutely brilliant.
It is indeed. Well, Jeff, we'll speak again, I'm sure, as the season wears on.
Thank you very much.
Take care, matey, and be in touch.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Goodbye.
That's Jeff Stonebanks from the NGS. So do take a look at the website for more information, or failing that, if you're not online, you could phone 01483 211 535 for information about gardens open in the coming weeks and months. Let's just revisit that email, because that provided us with